The decision, which boosted the pay ranges of some chancellors and other executives, came during a teleconference few knew about. Regent President Toby Markovich has defended the vote and the way it was done, but he's now calling for more open discussion and vote of the pay plan during the Regent's October meeting. Regent Gerard Randall thinks such a review will restore confidence in the Regents and their ability to make controversial decisions in public.
This allows for an open discussion that has public scrutiny. It allows for more board members to participate and express their concerns.
Only 11 of 17 regents were present for the initial teleconference. Randall was one of three regents who abstained from the vote. He's gone along with previous increases in UW executive pay, but acknowledges the outrage of students who are paying higher tuition and legislators who heard complaints the university could not operate on a shoestring budget. Several lawmakers want to yank the board's authority to set tuition and executive pay. Others have called for the state attorney general to determine whether the original meeting was legal and investigations underway. A consultant who can explain market pressures on recruiting and retaining top-level administrators may attend next month's meeting. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.